Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Gearing up for Memorial Day weekend, and travel-wise, it'll be a doozy as far as predicted trips. Will we have the same flying nightmares that many had last year? Seth Kaplan is back with us. He's Here and Now's transportation analyst. Hi, Seth.
Hey, great to be back, Scott.
Nice to have you back. Okay, last year flight cancellations for many were horrific. And yet this year AAA is predicting a double-digit increase in flyers. What do we have here, short memories?
Well, yeah, airlines had a good financial year last year, right? Their shareholders were happy, but their passengers were not as happy. It was a mess often last year for an industry that, yeah, you know, give them a little credit, they had gotten better over the years, and then last year kind of fell off that. So this year, they're trying to be more conservative about how they schedule things. Now, they're flying more this year than they were last year, trying to keep up with demand, but trying to do things like keeping the planes going back and forth between the same hubs rather than kind of snaking across the country. Things like that, where if something goes wrong on the East Coast, you might not have bad operations on the West Coast, hoping to avoid some of what we saw last year.
Yeah, maybe some more redundancies or these protections. Now, one factor for the flying public will be essential workers in this space. And here's United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby talking this morning to NPR's Michelle Martin.
We have fewer air traffic controllers today than we had 30 years ago. And that is by far the biggest issue and the most addressable.
He says we're about 3,000 air traffic controllers short. Is that a cause for concern?
It is. There's a shortage of basically three big categories of things. Air traffic controllers, as he said. Airplanes, because of delays by the manufacturers. Airlines were expecting to have more airplanes than they have. And also pilots. Now, pilots would say, hey, airlines should just pay us more, then there'd be more pilots out there. But regardless, there aren't as many pilots right now as airlines need to meet the demand. So all of that conspires to, yeah, have not as many airline seats in the air, even though you have as many people or more wanting to fly. And that's why we also see these very high fares, Scott, that we're seeing these days.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And yet people are flying despite inflation. What about road travel? Are we expecting a big car trip holiday?
We are. In fact, AAA says 37 million Americans driving this weekend. That's an increase. And no surprise there, because we mentioned airfares are up, but guess what's not up? The cost of gasoline per gallon actually down significantly. In fact, it ends up peaking, just almost a year ago. So when you look right now, Energy Information Administration data, gallon of gas averages, $3.53 in America, obviously varies widely. A year ago was more than a dollar more than that, $4.59. And so when airfares are up and gas prices are down, and for now at least, even with the threat of a recession, as you said, still out there, that not having apparently started yet, Americans are using cars as an alternative to air travel.
Yeah. All right, 30 seconds, Seth. I have to be on I-95 tomorrow from D.C. to Delaware, pick up a kid from college. Any suggestions, or are all the options bad?
My heart goes out to you. At least it's tomorrow and not Friday.
You don't have much for me.
We're going to be a rough weekend on the roads, no question.
Here and Now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Always good to have you, Seth. Thanks.
You got it, Scott.